This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Get started with our talk radio review, a roundup, a discussion, if you will, of the information provided to those of us who are here, listening and participating as well. The folks at Talkers Magazine every week take it upon themselves as a service to the industry to chart the most important discussion topics in news talk radio land, so-called political talk radio. There are hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of those stations all around the country, and we are on hundreds of them with the review. The review comes to us, as I said, thanks to Talkers doing the work on the stories and the people. We have a list of 10 stories, 10 people. We'll go through them with our list of experts, our guests. Well, let's see. We'll go all the way down the list here, starting with Jennifer Horn, who is here. Her expertise lent to us from the DJV show and from whatever the truth, the answer is in Los Angeles and KRLA. The truth,
it's the answer.
Yes, it is. All right. Also, Victoria Jones is in from Washington, the D.C. radio company. She'll be commenting. And Rich McFadden is at the controls in our studio in Washington with thoughts. I'm Doug Steffen. Let's run down the list. Don't interrupt me, anybody. Let me get through the list, at least, for the week of September
24th
to
28th.
All right. Sports talk radio, playoffs, NFL action, what's Kaepernick doing, all that stuff. Number 10. Number 9.
And also Liverpool playing Chelsea.
Huh?
Okay. Well, that stopped you.
Big soccer match.
So that was about 5 seconds it took him. Yeah.
Thank you very much. Okay, next, the Fed hikes the interest rates. I'm surprised the Donald hasn't put a kibosh on that. Number 8, trade wars or trade talks between the U.S. and China. Number 7, bye-bye to Bill Cosby, that is. 6, midterm elections. 5, Rod Rosenstein. What's he doing and where is he going and who's he with? Who's on first? Number 4, election interference from the Chinese in America. Trump at the U.N. is number 3. They were laughing at him. They weren't really. Trump and the investigation. You know what? Every week that shows up, I'll just not comment because it's not necessary. The number one item, no surprise here, the hearings with Mr. Kavanaugh and Dr. Ford. So that's the list of the top stories. People, number 10, Clay Matthews. Number 9, Xi Jinping. I didn't pronounce that correctly.
Xi Jinping. Yeah.
Him too?
Yeah, but her? You got the ping
him?
Part right.
Right.
I did get
right,
the ping
yeah.
part right. Thank you, Xi. Ping. One ping only, Basili. One ping.
Surely. One ping and one ping only.
Number 8, Hassan Rouhani. Sounds like the star of the Jack Ryan. By the way, Richie, I saw all 8 episodes. You were right.
It's a great show, isn't it?
It is a very good show.
Yeah.
Very good show.
You haven't gone to Netflix and got your Jack Ryan.
No, it's on Amazon. Amazon Prime. I had to join Amazon Prime to take your advice. Bill Cosby, 7. People list here. Ted Cruz, you want to lose? Vote for Cruz. He's number 6. Rod Rosenstein, is it Steen or Stein? I think we got
Stein, like a beer Stein.
Stein. Right. Okay, number 5. Deborah Ramirez and Mark Judge are tied for number 4. Chuck Grassley and DiFi tied for 3. Mm. Kavanaugh and Ford tied at 2. And the Donald is at number 1. All right, have at it. This is Victoria. Victoria is our guest here, so let her start with what she thinks is the most important among all those 10 stories. What tweaks your interest most?
Well, clearly the most important story and the story that's going to have the most impact going forward for the next 30-40 years is the Kavanaugh whatever that was in the Senate Judiciary Committee, and the vote by the Judiciary Committee, and then the vote next week to confirm him to the Supreme Court. And then possibly the Democrats are looking at the maybe impeachment of Kavanaugh as a Supreme Court justice, based on what they will view as his lack of judicial temperament, and also based on his testimony yesterday, and possible bias in cases, I think. So we're looking at some very interesting things coming up down the road. And Doug, I also would like to have time later in the show to tell you about the story in which we are he is us, an Irishman spoke up for all of us at Dublin Airport yesterday.
All right. I'm all for that. We'll get to that later on. Jennifer, your read on the most important story of the week.
Oh, I definitely think it's the Kavanaugh story. It's been one that dominated the headlines. I'm surprised Bill Cosby's down there at number 7, because he came in a close second, I think. I don't know if that's the most important, but clearly with the amount
of media attention. Your thoughts.
For me, it's Kavanaugh. I think what we saw, what we witnessed in the Senate this past week was pretty disgusting. It was pretty despicable. I think Lindsey Graham probably summed it up the best for me when he said, this is not the process that I signed up for. And it's a moment. There's so much more significance other than a Supreme Court justice, which, of course, is very important. Of course, the storyline about being so polarized by our political parties. But also, I think it marks this new beginning of the end in which we can't just play identity politics anymore. And I think people are going to start requiring their political leaders to stand up and fight. And I think that this has been a trend. I think this is why Trump was elected. I think Republicans probably saw this and realized that he had no shame bone built into his body, and they want fight. And how many people, after the testimony of Christine Ford, thought, well, lights out. But as soon as he sat down and as soon as he started fighting, I'm talking about Judge Kavanaugh now, everything sort of changed. And I came away from that hearing going, gosh, I actually think both of them were pretty credible. I believe something happened to her, but I believe that he didn't do it. And so this fight is going to be the underlying storyline throughout the midterms and into the 2020 presidential election, I think.
All right. So I'll just throw my 2 cents worth, and then we'll pause, and Richie can give us his. I think I'm weary of the fighting, the lack of collegiality. Everybody's right. Nobody's right. Everybody's wrong. Everybody's wrong. It's sickening. And it's become the way things are done, and isn't the way I conduct my life. It isn't the way you conduct your life. It's time they conducted their lives the way the people who put them there conduct their lives. This has become like a wrestling match. It's become, maybe it's entertaining to have Donald Trump get a chuckle at the UN, that kind of stuff. But where are we getting down to the business of running the country, which is what these boobs are supposed to be doing? And having Kavanaugh's sex life, or the woman who accused him, on display for basically everybody to try to judge. Who the hell are you to judge? I'm betting that every one of you, have got some kind of thing in the closet that you don't want everybody to know about. And you can say, well, I don't want to try to be the Supreme Court justice. Yeah, but I'm sure that you have, there's something in your life that's important, and things that maybe you don't want people to know because they don't need to know them. I didn't need to know all that about Kavanaugh. I didn't need to know any of that, frankly. 15 past the hour, this is the Talk Radio Review.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Helen Creeble.
Our Constitution does not guarantee the right to break into someone's house. Yet a burglar in Bristol, Pennsylvania, thought he had that right, and a jury agreed. He broke into a home, but got locked in the garage trying to escape. With no way out and the homeowners away, he spent 8 days in that garage, surviving on a case of Pepsi and a large bag of dog food, until the homeowners returned and called police. He claimed because the garage door opener didn't work, he had suffered undue mental anguish and sued the homeowner's insurance company. Shockingly, the jury sided with him and made the insurance company pay him $500,000 for his ordeal. We should all look through the lens of liberty and remember the importance of personal responsibility, especially before we serve on juries.
For more, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org. Even if you believe you're eating a healthy diet, you may not be getting all the nutrients your body needs. Cardiologist Dr. Suzanne Steinbaum gives us the scoop.
Omega-3s are beneficial for overall health. They're considered to be essential nutrients. The body really needs them to function. They help support healthy blood flow to the arteries, cardiovascular health. They're good for cognitive brain health, for joint health, for eyes, and for the skin. The thing is, the body doesn't make them. And people are just not getting enough of this in their diet. Supplementation might be the best way to go. Talk to your doctor. Now we can really figure out if you have enough omega-3s, and that's through a blood test called an omega-3 index. Or you can go to the website knowyouromega3s.com, where there's actually a quiz you can take that can help you determine if you might have a deficit of omega-3s and might need a supplement, or if in fact you're getting enough in your diet.
All right, so this is a Talk Radio Roundup, a review of the hot hits in News Talk Radio. Victoria Jones is here from the D.C. radio company, Rich McFadden, in the studios of our originating network, Radio America. We have Jennifer Horn with us. The thoughts on the Kavanaugh-Ford hearings are where we are. Richie, you want to weigh in on this?
There's so much here. Yesterday, like Jennifer, I walked away believing both of them. I believe something happened to her, but I also believe he did not do it. And I think the spectacle that we saw yesterday, especially with Cory Booker, I wanted to reach through the television and just, when he asked Kavanaugh, do you drink during the weekdays, and would not let
somebody
him
else
answer
asked him
any other thing other than yes.
Yeah.
He didn't want an explanation. I didn't ask you that. All I want you to say is yes or no. Yes or no. Did you drink on Monday, September, whatever, in 1982? Yes. So you do drink on weekdays. Okay, good. And it just goes to show what a show this whole thing is and whole thing was. And the internet blew up when Lindsey Graham finally said, I've had enough. And it was a spectacle, and it's embarrassing. And it just goes to show, yeah, everybody, show up at the polls in November because it's the only way we're going to change it.
Yep.
And
make
it's exactly
sure
why we have Trump. This is why. The people who complain about having Trump, this is why you
watch
have
that.
Trump.
Especially when really shoveling it deep with someone like Cory Booker, who has written in a book, admitted himself, that when he was drunk, he was groping chicks, and he wrote an account about it. It's like... first of all, it also made me realize on the sad side that women have taken a lot of abuse in this country, that everybody seems to have a story. It's like this unspoken...
But the whole Me Too movement has just been destroyed.
Yeah. I don't think so, and I don't think it was destroyed. It had a great deal of credibility yesterday. She was a very credible witness.
They're using it as a weapon, as a tool.
I don't think that has anything to do with what she said. He was evasive, and I think that if there was any interest in getting to the truth of this, which clearly there isn't because, as you said, it is entirely political, then Mark Judge, instead of being who was the other person in the room, and I do believe that she's correct in who attacked her, rather than being holed up in a Delaware beach house hiding, would be called and would have testified.
But he gave a sworn statement.
He did testify to the Senate committee.
Well, he could have come in, and he could have been asked questions, and he
was. Why would you subject yourself to that?
If there was any interest in finding out what really happened, they could have had, as they did in Anita Hill, an FBI investigation, and got those Safeway work records.
But the Democrats are playing the whole investigation, so they're...
There's no interest in getting to the truth.
They're not interested in investigating. They're interested in delay.
All right, 21 after on the Talk Radio Review.
Hi. Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. See website for details.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO33 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO33 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO33 to 350350.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Back to our focus here. Back to the focus. The top stories, the people, all this good stuff that we have to talk about. Victoria Jones with us from the D.C. Radio Company, Rich McFadden, Doug Steffen. This program, by the way, is recorded on Friday, so some of the references that you hear are to what's gone on during the course of the week, and they apply, well, maybe they've changed somewhat over the weekend. I guess it depends on what the status is of the vote and continuing focus on this sort of thing. I'm very uncomfortable with it. I'm very uneasy, frankly, with the status of what my country is all about. I don't like the fighting. You can say, Richie, that that's why Trump got elected, and I think you're probably right about that. But I don't like that to be the status, the symbol of our country. I think it's not about Trump. It's not about it was one side or the other. It's about the two of them acting like children. And it goes back, there's an entitlement that comes with I'm right and you're wrong, and it developed over generations. This is a parental thing. Parental permissiveness has gotten us to where we are. You may say, oh, that's a stretch, but I don't think it's a stretch at all.
Our country is politically, we're like a pendulum.
Yeah,
and
well,
over the course of generations, it starts to swing wider to one side or the other. We need to figure out how to kind of stop that momentum and just kind of get it to swing back towards the center and center left, center right a little bit more.
Well, so then what do we do? How do we bring ourselves to the center and stay there for a while instead of overreacting? Is it the news media? Is it Victoria and her reporting that's responsible for this? Victoria? You're a reporter.
It's all your fault, Victoria.
Did we lose Victoria's connection? I must have lost it. But we're so focused on the blame, Richie. We're so focused on pointing fingers.
I'm afraid that it's going to go even further. Well, look at this now. I mean, you know, yeah, career politicians are going to start going up, but look what's coming in. Look with police and with politicians. I think we're going to have a generation of some really just, because decent people just aren't going to want to go through what Brett Kavanaugh went through or what, you know, what anybody else is going through to get into office and to stay in. Paul Ryan's like, yeah, I'm out of here, man. I'm going to go work the private life and just make money, and it'll all be good. But same thing with my police. My brother's a cop. He's like, man, you see the guys coming in. It's just, you know.
The police, the new recruits?
The new recruits, because who wants to be a cop anymore?
Yeah.
Who wants to be under that scrutiny and just, you know, if you're a good guy? Because there's 1% of bad people, everybody's going to be called
getting
names
a piece of it.
And scrutinized like you're a racist and a cop and this and that. And just, who wants to go through that? Who wants to be called a sexist, a racist and everything because one person somewhere does something horrible?
One of the things that
I think there's something even deeper going on in our political system, too. I think there's a slow grinding down of the three branches of government, and
agreed.
I'm probably not going to be terribly popular for saying this, which is not a destruction of our entire system, but I think there is a brokenness which is essentially spiritual and is not political.
Mm-hmm.
And I think if we don't address it on a spiritual level rather than a political level, we're not going to get to the heart of it. And it, by becoming more and more politically polarized and only addressing it politically, which is what we keep doing and doing and doing, we become more and more sliced more and more thinly,
totally
rather
agree.
Than going to the heart and having deep spiritual conversations, which are terribly difficult to have.
Yeah,
let's let's break that down a little bit as we continue here in the next half hour of the Talk Radio Roundup.
Want an easy way to see if you can save money on car insurance? GEICO gives you three. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to geico.com or stop by the GEICO office nearest you. Three ways you could save 15% or more.
Here are today's automotive news headlines. I'm Nick Miles. After years of struggling, Lincoln is hitting it out of the park with their new lineup, which includes the new Navigator that takes on luxury car manufacturers like Range Rover head-to-head. Based on the Ford F-150, the Lincoln Navigator is packed with luxury features that will make it king comfortable. Powered by a 450 horsepower twin turbo engine that has multiple driving modes, including something called Excite Mode. Every row treats the occupants like a first class airline passenger. For more, go to OurAutoExpert.com.
It's not often that a vehicle can truly awaken your senses, but the 2018 Alfa Romeo Giulia does just that. Crafted to provide a truly unique driving experience. Learn more about Motor Trend's 2018 Car of the Year at AlfaRomeoUSA.com.
Have you ever tried to plan a vacation and the hotel costs, airfare, and pet sitter all add up to one big never mind? Well, it's time to embrace the adventure and go RVing instead. GoRVing.com is your one-stop shop for all things RV camping. Browse the different types of RVs, find a rental agent or dealer near you, and compare the costs. Explore more than 16,000 RV parks and campgrounds nationwide, and even plan your menus for the trip. Find out what you've been missing at GoRVing.com. That's GoRVing.com.
Staff Sergeant Ryan Pitts of the 173rd Airborne Brigade speaks about what it means to receive the Medal of Honor.
I'm the one that got the recognition because I received the award, but like I know that this isn't mine. I just was trying to follow everybody else around me. You know, all these guys did incredible things. The only reason I'm here, the only reason I have a wife, the only reason I have kids is because those guys gave everything they had that day.
The American Veterans Center protects the legacy and honors the sacrifice of American veterans. To hear more, like us on Facebook.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky. No one knows what the agency will find, if anything, but the FBI investigating sexual misconduct allegations against Brett Kavanaugh. And agents have 1 week to complete the interviews. President Trump at a rally in Wheeling, West Virginia, mentioning his Supreme Court nominee at a patriotic red, white, and blue Make America Great Again rally.
A vote to confirm Judge Kavanaugh is a vote to confirm one of the most accomplished legal minds of our time.
Then the president goes on to bash Democrats.
Democrats want to completely destroy Medicare with so-called
Medicare for all.
Yeah, for about 2 months before the country goes out of business.
South Carolina Senator Republican Lindsey Graham, a guest on ABC's This Week program.
Dr. Ford, something happened to her, but she can't tell us the time, the place. She was as abused as much as he was.
This is USA Radio News.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making with Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.T. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Childhood is full of wonder, and we get the chance to relive it with our grandchildren every day. But imagine missing special moments with a grandchild or seeing them through cloudy vision. The Foundation Fighting Blindness can help by providing valuable information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and older, but it doesn't have to be. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is driving research and saving sight by providing information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Don't miss a moment of your grandchildren's youthful wonder because of poor vision. Learn more about vision-saving preventions and treatments. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org where you can find so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today. That number again is 1-800-BLINDNESS or fightblindness.org.
But our take on some of these things, Clay Matthews, Xing Jinping.
G.
Number, no, G. Yeah, yeah, okay. G.
G. Make it sound like a game of table tennis, Doug.
Okay. That's a great analogy. Thank you. Hassan Rouhani is number 8.
Terrible analogy.
Bill Cosby, I thought it was right. Number 7, Ted Cruz at 6. Rod Rosenstein at 5, Deborah Ramirez and Mark Judge at 4, Grassley and Feinstein at 3, Kavanaugh and 4-2, and the president is number 1. You said something a few minutes ago, which I would like to pursue a bit with my own twist on it first, if you don't mind, Victoria and Richie. My philosophy of life, the connection that we all have, whether we realize it or not, in my mind is very firm, the spiritual, the spirit, the mind, the body connection, the spiritual relevance to this discussion that you brought into it, I think is very apt, and it's an angle that I've never actually thought about, or if I have, I haven't put it into thought or words on this program. The idea that we all sort of, whether we like it, know it, or acknowledge it, in my mind, there is a higher power, and this power is far greater than we are. We don't understand it really, and we don't really well deal with it. We tend to be, for whatever the reason, on some basic level of grunt communication, and so we aren't looking at this from the broad view of how it affects people, these human beings. These are human beings that have been affected by this. And yeah, you can say, well, they should think about their actions, they should think about what happens as a result of action, because for every action there's a consequence or a reaction. Yeah, that's true. But when you're 17, 18, 19, whether you're a man or a woman, I'm not sure that you have the maturity to be drinking as much as some do. I think there's less personal responsibility being taught today. That was sort of the reference that I made to how things have changed, how people have a different view, parental permissiveness, things like that. Maybe they all sort of go together in a loose fashion. But to me, God is a force, the energy that is a part of what we all connect. We are all connected as one. Whether we realize it or not, we are all one. And so to continually harp on our differences, whether they be sexual, whether they be monetary, whether they be race, religion, it's folly. And it is destructive to the goal of us getting along and having a good life. I think those of you who think you have a good life because you're enjoying this need to have your heads examined. Frankly, there's nothing about this that's enjoyable. Nothing. It's distressing, it's distracting, it's disgusting. And at some point, you have to get back to the bottom line is here. It's respect. And that comes from having respect for others, comes from having respect for yourself. And I just think a lot of people today haven't been brought up to respect themselves. And that also comes from a feeling of self-worth, which is a spiritual value. All right, so I've said I can go on, but I don't want to. I think I've said enough here.
I think self-worth is under attack, too.
Yeah.
I think people with egos who feel strong about who they are seen as all kinds of labels that are being thrown around today. And I think a guy from your generation who grew up and just basically knuckled through whatever you had to and has strong opinions, you just don't see those anymore because they're being beat down to the point to where you are obnoxious, you are sexist, you are racist, you are homophobe, you are this, you are that, you are pick a name, any name, and it gets thrown right at you and it beats you down and beats you down. They're doing that to teenagers and 20-year-olds in college, and it gets
you can hear in the tone of voice people exhibit, Richie, when it comes to talking about somebody, whether it's on the radio, whether it's television, whether it's been a conversation at a party, that eyebrow-raising tone of voice that is so disrespectful toward women, toward people of whatever the distinction is, you're not me and I'm better than you. That's what I get out of all of this stuff.
I know young people, because I've got a lot of cross-generational friendships who are like 19, 20, who are outstanding and real go-getters in their field and have strong personalities. But they, in doing those things that make them outstanding, and, you know, really make them stand out as well, they don't feel the need to put other people down.
Right.
And so I think you can be those things and not tread on people. So I think, you know, I think it's possible to be outstanding and not stand on.
True, true. But at a certain point, for you to be the best you can be, you have to be better than somebody else. And that somebody else is going to take offense and start labeling you as something.
Yeah. So let me take, I'll give you an example. I'll put myself on
the best Victoria Jones is better than somebody else who's reporting on the radio, and that person is jealous of you and will call you names and will say things about you.
It depends on their character, doesn't it?
It does. Absolutely.
Right. So I'll put myself in the hot seat here. When I said during the election 2 years ago, you want to lose, vote for Cruz. Is that funny? Is it disrespectful? Is it something that's partisan? None of which, any of those were in my mind. I just thought it was kind of cute. And because I didn't care for Cruz, I still don't like him. As a politician,
I mean, opinions
are great,
but you know, it's just there's a respect that goes along with opinions.
So, am I disrespectful by saying that? You want to lose? Vote for Cruz. Is that disrespectful?
I guess it would depend on.
Well, you're jumping into a partisan fray,
right?
So you're getting into a.
So the partisans would say it wasn't
fat,
fair,
don't you?
Well, But that's part of what I'm talking about here. If you think in a partisan way, and I'm always right because I believe, I can remember, Richie, I'll never forget this phone call. A woman calls one morning, I bet it was 20 years ago, and it's amazing. Why do I remember this call? I remember calling her out for saying the following. This is Deborah from Lima, Ohio. And we're conservatives, of course. So I stopped her there and I said, why do you say you're conservative, of course? And then she kind of fumbled and bumbled around and blah, 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 you know, with that typical, conservativism is the best thing. So then I quizzed her on what it meant to be a conservative. She had no idea what the term conservative meant. She's just following in, as do millions of other people, into this category. And I would say the same thing would happen on either side. But the thing that stuck with me was, we're conservative, of course. What do you mean, of course? Like, you're no good if you don't agree with us and our political point of view? That's the inference. You're no good. So that's where I draw the line.
Yeah, that's the thing, is just the total us against them. I went to dinner the other night with some great friends of ours. We do not talk politics because could not be any further apart. But you know what? You find the common ground, and you realize that people who are totally 100%, 180 degrees opposite of you politically are still good people.
Yeah,
so just find the common ground, and then maybe you can have an actual conversation about the things you really disagree about once you realize this person's not that bad after all.
Why don't you talk about things that are important to you, like your children in that sense, or what's going on at work? Yeah, that kind of stuff. All right.
Once I think you've established some of those things, then you can start to have those deep conversations, because these difficult conversations have to be had. And between the people of polar opposites, in order to get to the deeper unity. For example, if we take some of the deeply polarizing issues, unless people who take those polarizing positions are able to actually sit down in a room, maybe in small groups of maybe five or six or seven or eight, and that may be even too big a group, actually, and talk about them from a position of trust, then, and I'm not talking about large groups, I'm not talking about conferences, because I don't think you can really achieve anything meaningful there, because you're not going to have authentic conversations, then I don't think we can really move on. But you've got to have authenticity and real trust before you can start breaking the egg and getting into the yolk and really talking.
Tori's getting deep here. You need to get rid of Facebook. Facebook's done. Social media is a great tool. It's really great.
For what?
But politically?
For promoting radio programs.
I get to talk to my friends.
You know,
I get to talk to
Facebook
my coworkers. But politically?
All right. Hold on to these thoughts. You got to pause. Imagine, though, what a different world we would live in if we all worked toward the greater good. Think about that in how that would play in your life if we all were working toward one thing, and that's the greater good. And then people say, oh, what's the greater good? Food for thought. Right now, I want you to think about how Calitren, Calotren, works. Calitren is the number one healthy choice, number one, without question, among people who have studied those who have lost weight and remained healthy. This is the way, by far, to do it. It's important. Losing weight is important. And you may say, losing weight at any cost, I'll be healthier. No, that's not true. Losing weight in a very quick way, 30 pounds in a month, no. You get sick. You got to do it a little at a time. And that's where Calitren comes in. It's the healthy choice because what it does is resupply your body with collagen, which is the number one protein from which muscle is built. Lean muscle pushes out the fat. It burns it up. You lose the weight. That's how it works. Simple, straightforward. And with collagen, which your body stops making when you're in your 30s, this gets it going again. And it's good for your joints because collagen, the protein, is the building block of life. So you need it all over your body, and you need to lose the weight. So put the two together. You got a great deal. Go to toploss.com, website toploss.com. It's the only way you can get this product, Calitrin, online, toploss.com, and put DJV into the box, and you'll get 10% off everything you buy, plus the fourth bottle comes to you free. The sign up for Calitrin to lose weight the healthy way is toploss.com. Make sure you use the special code DJV.
Who knew ADT, a home security company, offers caddy service? On the 18th hole, you get a buzz from your ADT app to check the front doorbell. It's your new 9-iron, delivered safely. The ADT app helps protect your family, home, and packages, but not your golf stroke. So you can keep practicing knowing everything's safe at home. Caddy service, brought to you by ADT. Visit ADT.com/smart to learn more. License information available at ADT.com. ADT, real protection.
Hi friends, it's Victoria Keelan. Let's talk about your health. There's no question you need omega-3s, but which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? It can be confusing. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus from our friends at Purity Products. I take them every day and I love it because it combines ultra-pure fish oil for your heart and krill oil for your joints together in one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote your cardiovascular health in ways your doctor will love. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just about 7 days, so you will feel better, guaranteed. Purity is so sure that Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. They want to send you a free bottle just to put it to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil anymore. It's both, and now it's free. Just pay a little shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now, 1-800-355-1493. That's 1-800-355-1493.
If our country is to have a bright future, we must stop looking back at our racial division and start looking forward at our national unity. What can we do to realize the vision of one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all? This is Bishop E.W. Jackson, president of STAND, staying true to America's national destiny. I have a suggestion which I believe is essential for the future of our country. Do away with the hyphenated identity. No more Irish American, Italian American, Hispanic American, African American, etc. Put America and unity first. We are Americans of Irish descent, Italian descent, Asian descent. I am an American of African descent. We are all Americans first. The common culture and heritage. We might like to visit our ancestral homes, but we don't want to live there. Our ancestors came on different ships, but we are all in the same boat now. Time for every citizen of the United States to say, I am an American.
All right, I saw something about doctors and the prescription of opioids this week. There is a study out, a 10-year study, suggesting that a lot of prescribed opioids go out without a clear reason 30% of the time. And this thing from the Annals of Internal Medicine, people look at pain diagnoses and just say, okay, here's an opioid. And that's gone on from 2014, 15, 16. Two-thirds of the scripts had a documented reason. Painkillers usually treating back pain, arthritis, diabetes, that sort of thing. And cancer is also connected to this. But then zero pain justification for 30-some-odd percent of the prescriptions. What do you make of that?
Doug, I don't understand this report because this is not an area that I personally prescribe in. And I talk to my colleagues who do this, and they are shocked by this. And frankly, this is shocking behavior. I'm not proud to hear this report, but I don't know what it's not happening in my local area.
Yeah, pretty obscene. Dr. Ken, Doug Steffen, 10 before the hour.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
After the hour, time for us to overview the top five items from the world of technology this past week. That normally goes to Victoria Keelan, the job, but because she's ill, it falls on me to bring the headlines and the story behind the story. So let's get started. We go from number five to number one of the top tech stories of the week. And at number five, the navigation app Waze. They announced they support Apple CarPlay. New update that's coming from them. Just like with Google Maps, you'll be able to sync Waze directions from your iPhone to your in-car display. So that's something new. I use my iPhone. I love Waze. I use it all the time. But I've never figured out how to... no surprise here. I haven't figured out how to link it to my screen that's bigger, obviously. The screen on the dashboard's bigger. So now you can do it pretty easy. For example, based on your preference, you can use daytime or nighttime mode regardless of the time of day. So that, I guess, helps you with clarity. You can change the icon Waze uses for your car on its turn-by-turn map. I think this is important, frankly, to have a bigger screen and not be distracted by holding. You look at the iPhone, you look down, whereas if you look at the screen, you're looking sort of straight ahead. So good for Waze, and I'm going to figure that out myself. I've determined that. Number four, counting down to number one of the top tech stories of the week, Apple completing its acquisition of Shazam. As a welcoming gift to Shazam's hundreds of millions of users, Apple is going to be removing all ads from the free version of this app. Apple and Shazam have a long history together, apparently. Shazam was one of the first apps available when the App Store was launched. It had become a favorite app for music fans everywhere. Apple announced that they were going to buy Shazam last year for $400 million. In addition to a free version which carries banner ads, Shazam also runs an ad-free paid version called Encore. It includes integration with Spotify, Apple Music's chief rival, so It remains to be seen if that part of Shazam will continue. My bet is not. Probably. They don't do much to help the competition, Apple. And that's why they are successful, I guess, to a point. Number three on our countdown of the top five items, technologically speaking, this week, Firefox Monitor, new service from Mozilla. You can use to check whether your personal information has been compromised by any of the numerous data breaches that happen every year. For added security, you also have the option of registering with the service with Firefox to allow it to proactively alert you if you're affected by an incident in the future. Functionality comes through a partnership with Have I Been Pwned, a site which has been offering this service since it launched in 2013. The size of Mozilla and the Firefox install base ought to greatly broaden their reach, even if the functionality is fundamentally the same. Firefox isn't the only browser that's getting serious about fixing the password problem. A recent Chrome update built a password generator directly into a browser itself to encourage less security-conscious users to break their bad password habits. For now, though, continue using a unique password for every online service and website so that one hack doesn't compromise your entire online existence. And so that was pretty good advice. Number two on our countdown, a focus on Uber. The company has reached a $148 million settlement in a data breach scandal. 50 states will have money coming to it. The largest nationwide settlement of this kind. This breach took place a couple of years ago, exposing names, email addresses, phone numbers of 60 million people all around the world. Exposed the driver's license information of their drivers. Uber's response to the hack was to, they protected themselves first, and so they got a lot of criticism aimed at them. They chose not to disclose the security breach until over a year later. Wow. And they paid the hackers $100,000 to get them out of the way. Settlement also requires Uber to increase its security. The hack happened under the former CEO, and now under new leadership, Uber says that the settlement was the right thing to do. All right, number one this week in Tech Talk, the FCC has proposed the first major fine against robocallers that have become the scourge of all of us who have these phones. No one's had much luck stopping them. The FCC is close to issuing a fine against someone using the tactic, $37 million against a company based in Arizona that made 2.5 million telemarketing calls under false phone numbers. So there is hope for those of us who get these calls all day long, and I'm guessing many, if not most of you, have that same problem, so maybe these fines will slow them down a little bit. That's Tech Talk, top five items this week. It's 59 past the hour.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We promote the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse and invite you to try them today by visiting GCNLife.com. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.